Pharmacies are the latest businesses undergoing staffing shortages. The pandemic is nearing 2 years in duration. Was there any way to anticipate the circumstances facing the pharmacy industry today?
That's a great question, and I think there were signs pointing to this was going to be a concern as we were experiencing a few staffing shortages prior to the pandemic, but the pandemic definitely exacerbated that. And like with all of healthcare, pharmacists and technicians are feeling extreme burnout. They've been involved in not only processing and filling medications and working with patients to get better control of their healthcare throughout the pandemic, doing deliveries. Then they've been doing COVID-19 testing as well as immunizations and adding that onto their workload.
Well, another winter season is coming soon. What is the strategy to ensure there are enough pharmacists to attend to the day-to-day responsibilities, possibly another COVID wave, and the flu season? We can't forget about that. How will staffing needs be addressed?
There are a lot of efforts going on right now to recruit pharmacists and technicians to fill these open spots. That's really of utmost importance now is trying to get these positions filled, because pharmacists and technicians want to be at full capacity with staffing. We want to feel like we're working in a safe environment. I think one thing the public doesn't understand is that your pharmacist isn't just counting pills and putting them in a bottle. They have to go through drug interaction checks and make sure this medication doesn't interact with anything else you take. Also make sure that you're staying up to date on immunization. You know, not only are we doing COVID-19 vaccinations, but we're doing flu shots so that we're not running into a twindemic with COVID-19 and flu, in addition to keeping everybody up to date on their other vaccinations. You know, children really fell off the radar during the pandemic with staying up to date on their immunizations, and pharmacists and technicians and also our interns, our pharmacy students that work in pharmacies, can give childhood vaccines in Indiana for those ages 3 and up during this public health emergency. And one thing that I think it's important to note is that you need to be patient with your pharmacy staff. I think when people are experiencing the burnout, a lot of that has to do with working in these stressful environments and feeling like they have to get things done as quickly as possible, which is not really how we should be thinking about healthcare during the pandemic. And so we've had some conversations with employers around the state on what they're doing to address this, and the Indiana Pharmacists Association is taking this issue really seriously and working with our stakeholders in the state in pharmacy to determine how we can initiate these conversations about workforce issues in pharmacies and provide support and make sure that our pharmacists and technicians across the state feel safe in their work environment and are also experiencing some relief from the burnout.